What happens when the hatred of man and the love of God meet? Many of you may be familiar with the Jewish author Elie Wiesel and his most famous book, Night, which he chronicles his experience in a Nazi German concentration camp at Auschwitz. Much like Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning, one cannot help but wrestle with two realities. The first, how could man be capable of such hatred and horrific acts? And second, how could God allow such tragedies to happen? This conflict is demonstrated in a particularly vivid way by Wiesel as he writes of a horrific moment of a public hanging, which involved two adults and even a small child. He writes, "The guards seemed more preoccupied, more worried than usual. To hang a child in front of thousands of onlookers was not a small matter. The head of the camp read the verdict. All eyes were on the child. He was pale, almost calm, but he was biting his lips as he stood in the shadow of the gallows. Where is merciful God? Where is he? Someone behind me was asking. At the signal, the three chairs were tipped over. Then came the march past the victims. The two men were no longer alive. The child, too light, was still breathing. And so he remained for more than half an hour, lingering between life and death. Behind me, I heard the same man asking, 'For God's sake, where is God?' And from within me, I heard a voice answer, 'Where is he? This is where, hanging here from this gallows.'" This is just as difficult to read as it is to hear. And for Wiesel, this experience for him caused him to lose his faith. For him, God really did die at the gallows that day. And in his experience, along with our Jewish brothers and sisters during the Holocaust, and all who suffer the atrocities of man, confront us of faith with a question of utmost importance. What happens when the hatred of man and the love of God meet? To ask more directly, can God's love withstand the hatred of man? Sadly, but understandably, for Wiesel, the answer is no. And to be frank, he is right. There is no other possible answer man could come to, except for one answer, the answer that can only be given by God himself, the cross. The cross, which is where the hatred of man and the love of God meet. Even more than the symbol of Auschwitz, the cross is the perfection of human hatred. To this day, it remains the most painful, torturous way to die. The Romans had done it more than the Nazis. They had perfected the way to humiliate, torture, and kill someone. One such example is that those crucified would have been so naked. We do not display this out of reverence for our Lord, but it would have been no different for him. This is just one example of many that we do not put on display, showing how well the Romans did their work. In all of human history, the crowning moment of man's capacity to hate is the cross. And this is the way Jesus Christ, the Son of God, chose to die for us. Some may ask, why did Jesus come to earth at the time that he did? The answer is clear. so that he could be nailed to the perfected symbol of human hatred and show that his love, God's love, can withstand it. St. Catherine of Siena said that all the nails in the world could not have kept Christ fastened to the cross, meaning that our Lord willingly, consciously, chose to remain every second he spent upon the cross. At any time, he could have saved himself, and he chose not to. Every second of three brutal hours, he made the choice to endure the perfection of human hate. And he did so to show that such hatred was no match for his incomprehensible love for us. What wondrous love is this? He withstood the best, our worst, that we could throw at him. He who is even more innocent than that child at the gallows. As even Pilate says, I find no guilt in him. He is the unblemished lamb sent to slaughter. And yet, like that voice Rizal heard in his heart, we say, where is God? This is where, hanging here from this cross. But unlike Rizal, this is not the place where our faith dies. It is the place where the hatred of man dies. Can God's love withstand the hatred of man? The answer is a resounding yes. For in all of human history, the crowning moment of God's capacity to love is the cross. Christ took the cross, the perfection of human hatred, and transformed it. The cross, which was the perfection of hatred, is now the perfection of love, God's love. And it becomes our answer. The cross is our answer. What happens when the hatred of man and the love of God meet? The cross. Can God's love withstand the hatred of man? The cross. And we come to kiss this cross, to venerate this cross, the answer to our question. We kiss and venerate the meeting place of man's hatred and God's love. We kiss the cross in terror of our capacity to hate, and we kiss the cross in awe of God's capacity to love. And so let us come. Come, let us adore. Let us adore the wood of the cross on which hung the salvation of the world.